This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what to do. I, for the longest time.
For the longest time.
I hate it when I get surprised by things like that. Like, I'm old and infirmed. Okay. For a very long time, I've been the pretentious butt on this show.
Yeah, we still get texts about that. Text into the Slacker Show, 303-222-5423.
If I'm being honest, I saw one from this morning, somebody saying, Slacker's Tesla. And by the way, I have your number. I have tracked where you live. And good luck with your life.
That's harsh.
What are you talking? Like, why would you say Slacker's a D? Key his Tesla.
I don't know. Especially because you're like, I don't even have a key. You'd have to use yours.
Yeah.
To do it.
It's like, ooh, you can card my Tesla. Ow. A-hole. Anyway, I don't remember what I was going to say. I'm pretentious. Like, I like the finer things. Mm-hmm. I like to go out to eat. Mm-hmm. But I just had to sit through the two of you being complete. You guys don't understand what VRBOs and Airbnbs are about.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Do. It's just
Tiak is like you just had one this last weekend, and you're like, why'd we buy groceries?
Yeah, I had some buddies come to town. It was for a bachelor party, and we stayed at an Airbnb in Rhino, so it was awesome, cool area. Walked around, all of that. But what are we getting groceries for? There's restaurants everywhere. My friends are visiting Denver. Don't you? Let's go get brunch. Like, why are we up cooking?
Go get brunch with you.
And yeah. they were only in town for like 2 days. Like, that's valid.
We can
maybe do breakfast and like we can make it at home.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
That's it.
But
nothing
still,
else.
He's like, why get eggs? You get eggs for that. The things you can make at home. Okay, let's pick some other thing. Yeah. Like,
it was a nightmare because I picked up my friend.
A nightmare.
I picked him up from the airport. We were there the only two the first night. We were waiting on the other guys to get in way later. And he's like, let's hit the grocery store before they get here so we can be stocked up. And I'm like, I'm already like, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, first off, that might mean booze.
It could mean, yeah,
sure. It could mean pot. Nah, I know it's not at the grocery store, but like when somebody comes to Colorado, they just assume it's like, let's go to 7-Eleven and get some weed. And you're like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, so there's some things. It's like, sure, we could get some Little Debbie snack cakes or something like to have for late night.
Oh my God. It's about you and what you want.
Because then we walk in and he's like, all right, well, we need eggs and we need some bacon and stuff.
Yes.
And then he's like, man, I haven't been in a non-vegan grocery store in years. So I'm already like, we're not gonna get along. And then he's like, go grab some bacon. And it's like, that's way too much pressure. You just said, I don't know what kind you want. I know what I'm grabbing.
Just get bacon.
It's not what you want.
Okay. This could
be like
take the rest
healthy
of the
bacon.
Day. There's no such thing as healthy
but
bacon.
But this guy is like trying to.
Unless you're getting turkey bacon.
And then or like tofu bacon if he's vegan, okay, apparently.
No, we're not doing that.
Or not vegan, whatever the. Organic. That's the word I'm looking for. He's like, I haven't had.
The vegan people, stop texting about what you want to do to my car and just understand vegans. He just thought you're the same as organic.
Yeah, it's weird. It's something I don't deal with.
Oh my geez. Okay. So
we go in and then he's like, we're looking for pancake mix. And I'm like, oh, well, here's the Bisquick. He's like, no, not that.
Kodiak.
Like, Yeah, some whatever.
Kodiak is, oh my
it
God.
It is really good.
It's different.
And
it
then
is.
The syrup, he's like, we got to get the natural syrup. And I'm
well,
like,
well, yeah, you have to get the real syrup.
But we're buying all this stuff for like
I'm
one morning.
Getting two pronunciations of the word right here.
I know,
right
I didn't
here.
Know which one to do.
Syrup and syrup. Okay.
I say syrup.
Yeah, she just said syrup and now my head's going to blow.
My wife says syrup. I think it's syrup.
I think it's syrup. Sorry.
You're listening to
tricky.
Non sequiturs. Okay.
It's just like, why are we doing all this stocking up? They're coming in. We're going to just hang out. We're going to hit it hard. We'll go get some beers. We'll get some food. Like, we don't need to be cooking
but
at the house.
But you understand that
this
to
is
go
a break
out to
from
brunch,
that.
Then everybody's got to get... Like, I like the Airbnb concept for exactly what you're describing. Because you always get that slacker, like that straggler. And it's like, everybody's hungry. And it's like... He didn't even come back to the house until like 4 a.m. Like, we're not going to brunch. So we got to wait for him. It's like, I'm just going to have some eggs and stuff. I'll make some pancakes right now. Let's mow down. Also, we're going to go out and spend.
Mow down?
Yeah. Chow down. You can mow, but you mow through food.
Do you really? I thought
you do
it was
not.
Mow down.
You've never. Jesus. Can.
I don't, yeah.
We. So can I just ask a quick side question about the show? Do we actually listen to each other or are we just listening for something to pounce on?
Yeah.
Got it. To pounce on. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I agree. But you're probably staying at them with your kids, with your family. So it is more like a vacation. This is a break from that. Now, all of a sudden, we're done eating breakfast. And it's like, well, who's going to do the dishes? And we're a bunch of dudes. It's like, none of us want to do the dishes. Like, then why did we cook? Why did we put
because
ourselves through this?
Because you saved like $200. Because you were in Rhino, right?
Yeah.
Had you meandered over to Yardbird, it would have been a $200 breakfast for you guys. Just to have somebody else do
but it's
the
still,
dishes.
We still had to split the cost. This was Aaron was saying this. Like, you still have, they Venmo request you. Yeah. They're like, I got all those groceries. It was like $300, you know. So we got to split it. And it's like, you got a bunch of apples. I don't want those.
Yeah, but you live here. Why don't you just take the extra food?
Because it was weird food. Because I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, at least with mine, because I was at a bachelorette party a couple weeks ago in Arizona. We had like 12 girls there, and my sister-in-law went, and she went to town on the groceries too far.
Ooh.
To the point where we had...
How many days were you there?
2.5.
And but, she went to where?
Like Costco.
You can't...
Oh. And got like value
okay. No,
packs.
That's, no, that, okay, now,
packs
now I'm on the
yogurt.
Other side.
But we also had 12 girls there. Like, that's a lot,
wow.
So I get it.
Still, Costco
but, like,
is...
It was so much fruit, so much yogurt that we just had to throw away because it was God. In Arizona and we couldn't take it back.
You're also not being serious about it being a bachelorette trip if you got fruit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's get real here, guys. 7-Eleven.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.